Was it out of the blue? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did that massacre of Afghan civilians come out of nowhere? In The Independent of London, columnist Robert Fisk, and he's been a relentless critic of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, just so you know, Fisk points out that the massacre that led to the arrest of Sergeant Robert Bales might not have been out of the blue. He reminds us that last month, rioters killed two U.S. soldiers in reaction to the Quran burnings, and American troops were angry about it. Angry enough that General John Allen, who commands the international force, went into the field to deliver a stern message.
Now is not the time for revenge. Now is not the time for vengeance. Now is the time to look deep inside your souls, remember your discipline, and come through this together as a unit.
He must have known that his troops were seething. Otherwise, why would he show up in person to say that? Last week, when I talked to Bales' attorney, John Henry Brown, I asked him, any American soldier could have snapped in this way?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly I think that's probably true.
But that is the last message we want to send to the Afghans. So let's hope it turns out that some war-induced mental illness was to blame. Although that might raise a moral dilemma. Because if Robert Bales is deranged due to a war-induced mental illness and he gets treatment instead of punishment, how do we treat Taliban fighters who attack civilians? They're a Taliban who've known nothing but war all their lives. Should we be fighting them? Or counseling them. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.